Previously on Galaxy Palooza.
I don't bitch about Star Wars a lot, and when I do, it's mostly inside my head. I just bitch about it. But one of the gripes I've had is like, yo, I get like the publishing side of things is rebooted, but I need some Luke Skywalker content. I need Luke Skywalker content in the form of novels. I know they got a lot of the comics going on, and I've been reading those, and those are cool and all. I love my novels, especially my audiobooks. I'm an audiobook guy.
Hello there.
How pleasant of you to join me.
Greetings, exalted one.
Join me.
This is the way.
This is where the fun begins.
Well, well, well.
Long have I waited.
Mr. I Need More Canon Luke Skywalker novels has been blessed with a new Canon Luke Skywalker novel.
Thank the Maker.
Welcome back to Galaxy Palooza, a Star Wars podcast of galactic proportions. I'm Anthony, and in this episode, I'll be kicking off my review of the Star Wars novel, Shadow of the Sith. Now, this book is a beast of a tome, and it is thick with lore, so I'll be breaking up my review into multiple episodes of the podcast. This one here that you're listening to, we'll just say like part one, review my initial reaction, because there's no way I'm going to get to everything I want to get to in this book in one episode. So, subsequent episodes about this book might not follow directly immediately in the next episode, but I'll be coming back with follow-up episodes and other as I expand on the conversation of Shadow of the Sith moving forward. Now, the book was written by Adam Christopher. It's his first Star Wars novel, but he's collaborated as a contributor in other Star Wars projects. He wrote on the novel From a Certain Point of View, which is a Star Wars anthology series, and he did a story for the Empire Strikes Back version of that book. He's also written for IDW Star Wars Adventures comic. Now, the hard copy of this book is like 465 pages. Lore stacked, I'm telling you. The audiobook is 17 hours and 12 minutes, and it's narrated by William McDermott. And it's the first audiobook that I've heard with that narrator, and I think he did a phenomenal job on that. I listened to the book twice, two times, like back to back. And I went back and read a bunch of parts in the hard copy book. And you know, for me to listen to a book right away, back to back, and that's me saying a lot about the book, because I typically don't do that. I have not done that with the Star Wars book since the Revenge of the Sith novel came out in 2005. So that's the only other time in Star Wars history that I've gone back to back in books. Now, this story takes place almost 20 years or so after Return of the Jedi, and it's basically marketed as a essential novel between Return of the Jedi and Before the Force Awakens. When this novel came out and it was first, when the novel was first announced, you know, I wanted two things when I heard about it. I wanted Luke Skywalker Jedi action, and the novel gave me that. And I wanted Ben Solo in it as well. And so the book delivered on both. Now, it's about to get really spoilery in here. So, like, if you have not read the book yet and you don't want to know anything about this novel, don't listen anymore and just come back and listen to the podcast once you've already checked the book out for yourself. But if you don't mind spoilers, it's going to get spoilery up in here. So as much as I say this is a Luke Skywalker novel, it's also a Lando Calrissian novel. He plays a huge role in the book, and we also get the backstory on Rey's parents, and we get some baby Rey in the book. Baby Rey, like, well, more than a baby, like five years old, kindergarten Rey, you know, just learning her alphabet, and Rey. So that's what we get in this book. And the book, it is stacked, like I said, it's stacked with lore, and it's stacked with villains. The villains in this book is off the charts. I mean, we got Palps. We know he's always pulling the strings, you know, behind everything. So we know Palps is in the book. We got underneath Palps, you know, he's got the Sith Eternal. And then underneath the Sith Eternal, they've reached out to Ochi of Bastoon to hunt down Rey's parents. And the Sith Eternal, you know, asks the other villain in this book, Kiza, who is really like possessed or starting to become overtaken by an old Sith Lord, Exim Panchard. She has this mask and it's like possessed with his spirit. And so she puts this mask on and the power of Exim Panchard comes through Kiza. Now, Kiza was an acolyte of the Beyond in the Chuck Wendig Aftermath series. So if you've read those books, you might be familiar with her. I started that series. I did not get too far because it wasn't what I was looking for in Star Wars at the time I started it. But Kiza's interesting. You know, she has a droid army. She flies a TIE Defender. And she uses the lightsaber of Darth Noctis, who is featured in the Dark Legends Star Wars anthology short story book. And Noctis is connected to Exegol. So, like I say, there is just... It's stacked thick with cool connections and lore. Now, as far as, like, the Ben Solo stuff in the book, we don't get too much of Ben Solo in the book. And I'm going to do a separate podcast just specifically where I'm going to get into all the Ben Solo stuff. So, not going to get into that. Now, what I am going to get into is how this book, you know, is marketed as a novel to read between, you know, after Return of the Jedi and before The Force Awakens. But what I do want to say in this is nothing in this book gives me context to Luke's words that he was no match for the darkness rising. So we're not there yet where Luke's feeling hopeless and ready to run off. You know, obviously that doesn't happen until Ben Solo turns, but like even the darkness rising leading up to this point, because obviously we know Palps is around pulling the strings from behind. I'm just not seeing it. Now, if you followed the hype for this book when it was coming out, there was a preview of the book that was released for everybody to read. And it talks of a part in the book where Luke goes to Tython and sits on the Seeing Stone there. And that's the same Seeing Stone that from The Mandalorian that Grogu goes to sit on, that he eventually uses to connect with Luke Skywalker. But Luke goes here, and while he's on this stone, he's transported to Exegol by Force teleportation. And I'm not sure if this is the same Force teleportation that Luke uses in The Last Jedi, and if it is, like, why did it kill Luke in The Last Jedi but not kill him here when he transports from Tython to Exegol? So that was one weird I don't say problem, but just one weird thing I had with the book. And I did actually tweet out to the author of this book, and I asked him, I said, hey, is this, you know, the Force teleportation that Luke is doing here in your novel, is this the same that he's doing in The Last Jedi? And I got like a no comment. Now, he responded, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he was like, we'll just have to wait and see, or something like that. But it's basically, I got no answer back from the dude. But Force Ghost Anakin shows up in the book, and it kind of seems like this is like the last time that he's able to connect with Luke as a Force ghost. That's what it seems implied in the book with me. And there's no speak or talk of if they've communed before. So I'm not sure, you know, one, if this is the first time in the book that we see Force Ghost Anakin commune with Luke, and if it's the last time. But he shows up on, while Luke's on Exegol to help Luke battle these like dark side wraiths, and that's his role in the book. And one of the things that he's there, the big important line that I think Anakin is there for in the book, is basically like, hey, you know, no matter how dark it gets, just remember that you're never alone. And so that was a theme that kept coming back in the book for Luke. The state of the galaxy at this time in the novel is kind of a trip, because when Rey's parents are on the run from the bounty hunters that are after them, they are saved by New Republic forces in the very beginning of the book, and they tell them straight up, like, hey, you know, the Sith are after us, and the New Republic, like, the Sith, they're like a myth, they're extinct, etc. Kind of like the same thing, like, that was said about the Jedi after the Jedi were supposed to be extinct. You know, it's now if somebody mentions Sith, oh, no, they're not around. It's just very interesting. I've seen echoes of how the Jedi were extinct in myths, yet they really appear. And now the Sith basically end up reappearing as we see in the Rise of Skywalker. So I guess the moral of the story is when someone says something is a myth or no longer exists or has been eradicated, always be skeptical. Always be skeptical. All right? I don't know if that's the moral of the story. I just had to make myself seem like I knew what I was talking about, something deep there. But there's also some really cool connections to the, as I said, the Rise of Skywalker. In this book, we learn how Lando ends up on Pazana. So that was really cool to see, because ultimately that's where we find him in the Rise of Skywalker. And in this novel here, that's where he ends up. Now, Lando is on a mission to find his daughter in this novel, as she's been kidnapped, and we know about that from the Rise of Skywalker, but that's his whole purpose in this book, where he's going along the galaxy searching for his daughter. He ends up at this place called Boxer Point Station, which by like description in the book really reminded me of that space station that we see in the Book of Boba Fett, where the Mandalorian goes in there and into the like that freezer, that area meat market, and he cuts that dude's head off. And it really, the vibe, and I don't think they're the same place, but that's the vibe that I got from this place that Lando's at. And he's there playing some sabacc, ordering some drinks, and he overhears Ochi talking about kidnapping, which, you know, he's looking for his daughter, so he's all ears in. He listens in, hears the Ochi's been reactivated by the Sith, you know, so upon hearing this, he goes and connects with Luke Skywalker, so tells him everything. So that's where that, that's how that ends up happening with them teaming up and going on this adventure together. Now, you know, they say when you do these book reviews, you're supposed to talk about things that bothered you, but really there's not much that bothered me about the novel other than that forced teleportation issue that I can't seem to get a clear answer of. But I do have a lot of questions, you know, like that bother me, but not like on a high level, but just like, I'm just like, in this book, we learn that Ochi of Bastoon and Darth Vader go to Exegol together. Now, this is actually covered in Star Wars comics as well, in the Darth Vader Marvel comic books, and they go to Exegol. The weirdest thing about all this to me is, like, Vader knows about Exegol. Force Ghost Anakin shows up. But the only thing he could tell him is, you know, no matter how dark it gets, you're never alone. But that's the only thing that bothers me. But I get, you know, he can't be like, hey, this is what's going on, blah, 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 because that just undoes the story. But that's the only thing. And oh, one other thing that was kind of interesting, I feel, and I didn't, so I went and read the Darth Vader comic where they went and visit Exegol, Ochi, and Vader. And In the book, when Ochi's the Shadow of the Sith book, when he's recounting him and Vader's trip to Exegol, I feel like there's this part where he says, like, yeah, and they were putting cybernetic implants into Palpatine to replace his, damaged body. So is Palpatine part cyborg? I mean, I don't know. If you read this novel or have any thoughts on that, let me know, because I'm not sure if that's implied. And so when I went and read the comic book to see, is Palpatine part cyborg? Now, they didn't show anything like that in the comic book of Palpatine getting cybernetic implants or anything like that. So if you've read Shadow of the Sith and you know the part I'm talking about, yo, drop me a line. You could go to galaxypalooza.com. There is a microphone in the right-hand side of your mobile device. You could just jump on there, leave a message telling me your thoughts, you know, about this whole was Palpatine part cyborg thing, that, because I'm not clear on that. You can also leave your thoughts and comments about anything about this podcast as well. So I encourage you to do that while you're there. Sign up for the mailing list too, because you'll get notified every time a new podcast drops. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, I'll be coming back more talking about Shadow of the Sith. But that's it for this one. I'm out of time. I gotta go.
This party's over.
I have spoken.
The Force will be with you. Always.